Today is the first day of the rest of my life. I live a wonderful life. I live in a beautiful place here in the high mountains of Southern California, and it is called the Absolute Monastery. At the Absolute Monastery are many wonderful things that are taking place every single day. The most wonderful thing that takes place here is the idea that all is peace, all is harmony, all is joy. All is the feeling that life is a wonderful experience, a very wonderful experience. It's a wonderful experience because each one of us here in the Absolute Monastery, we make it that way. We speak to ourselves and say to ourselves what values we have in life. What are the things that are most important to us? What are the things that bring us the greatest amount of happiness? We're always thinking of that. We're always thinking, what brings us the most happiness in our entire life? And because we're always thinking that, that's what we're always getting. That's what we're always manifesting in our world. Today is a beautiful sunny day here on the high desert. All around us, the pine trees are glowing with the light of the sun, glowing with the washed rain that had been here a few nights ago and rinsed off all their needles, and they look glorious indeed. The fish in the fish pond are beautiful goldfish. What else kind of fish would you have in a goldfish pond? And they're just always out there, brightly shining to everyone who takes a moment to look at them and bask in the glory of their light, of their sun. Each one of us has the opportunity to know who and what we are, where we are, why we are, what values we have in life. We have the right to know that if we want to. And we have the right not to know that also if we want to. It's just a matter of our choice at all times. Can you call the place where you live good and very good? Can you call the house that you live in the ideal home? Can you call the yard you have the ideal yard and the family you have the ideal family? Can you call every person who walks into your family circle, your life, a beautiful, wonderful, glorious person? Can you call them that? You can, but it's up to you. Do you want to call them that? Do you want to recognize them as that? Do you want to be that glorious, wonderful, beautiful person that you really are? It's up to us how we use our amazing words, how we speak our words, and how we call them forth in our life. Here at the Absolute Monastery, we call them forth in our life every single moment of the day. We call them forth in our life under all circumstances. We name the words that we can do. We name the circumstances that we can do. We name the people that we can do. Regardless of whether these people are happy or sad, the circumstances are happy or glad, or whatever goes on in our world, whatever name we give it is the name it is in our life. Now, what name do you give to your life? What name do you give to the circumstances in your world? Are they words of peace and joy and harmony and wonder and magic? If they are, then that is just who you are all the time. I see you enjoying a life filled with peace and love and harmony. And I see you enjoying a life of peace and love and harmony because you chose to do it. You spoke the word and you brought it forth, manifested it, revealed it in your world by your word, by my word, by our word. Amazing words, aren't they? Here at the Absolute Monastery, the University of Healing, we do that all the time. And it's such a habit with us, it's such a way of living with us, that we would never think a sad or sorry word, for our words are always glorious and good. Have a wonderful world and have a wonderful life and do great and beautiful things, knowing that you are the most fantastic person on the face of the earth. And I thought I'd give us just a little trailer music here to send us on our way and say to you and say to me, life is glorious, life is what you make it, and I make my life good and very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.